Let us become servants of the Lord that are like this. The 1 Timothy, chapter 3, verses 6-10. He must not be a recent convert, or he may become conceited and fall under the same judgment as the devil. He must also have a good reputation with outsiders, so that he will not fall into disgrace and into the devil's trap. Deacons, likewise, are to be men worthy of respect, sincere, not indulging in much wine, and not pursuing dishonest gain. They must keep hold of the deep truths of the faith with a clear conscience. They must first be tested, and then if there is nothing against them, let them serve as deacons. Back in 2009, a plane that took off from the LaGuardia Airport in New York collided with a flock of birds. Within a minute, engines on both sides stopped and only 5 minutes were left for evacuation. The captain informed the air traffic control about the situation, which was an emergency. If this plane landed in Manhattan, which is packed high-rise buildings, unimaginable casualties would have resulted. The captain made a very hard decision. He even risked his life for it. To be away from the buildings, he tried to land the plane in this emergency situation on Hudson River, which he never tried before. If the glide angle was slightly steeper, they could have ended up in the river. Due to Captain's precise ability to judge in a calm way, an effort to land in an emergency situation was successful. Not even a passenger lost the life, and they waited for rescuers to come and get them on the wings of the plane without any casualty. There was no casualty among the 155 people at all. Even after rescuing the last passenger, the captain went into the cabin of the plane twice to check whether there was no one left inside, and he got out of the sinking plane as the very last person. That was Captain Chesley Sullenberger. Captain Chesley Sullenberger's sense of duty at the risk of his life touched everyone in America, and he became a hero that gave great hope to the entire nation. It was an event that could help realize how the role of a person that faithfully fulfills its duty could make a lot of difference. Today we are going to appoint 4,474 servants of the Lord for year 2024. In any organization, in any community, people are important. Appointing people in right positions are critical. God works through people as well. In the Bible, God appointed disciples, appointed Moses, and appointed David so that he could do his work through these people in every era. Being servants of the Lord means appointing people for the work of the Lord. If we look at the servants of the Lord in the early church days, we could see that they had more strict criteria in appointing people compared to the standards of appointing pastors or elders of these days. 7 deacons of the early church became martyrs for the name of the Lord. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you will be servants of the Lord, that build the kingdom of God diligently in each and every area, as we appoint 4,474 lay leaders for the Lord. In the Word today, Paul came up with the criteria about who to appoint in entrusting the work of the Lord as leaders at church, and advised Timothy. When appointing the servants of the Lord, educate them and train them beforehand. Let us read verse 6. It says, "He must not be a recent convert, or he may become conceited and fall under the same judgment as the devil." It says, "He must not be a recent convert." If someone has been assigned a duty, and if that person became a believer not long ago, then because the faith is too young, so it could be difficult for that person as well as to the community. Last time, I went to a rural area and saw people picking up pears from trees. I heard that as trees were young, people picked up the fruit for the trees. I also heard that it would be okay to harvest fruit from these trees from next year onwards. That is right. If faith is too young, or if vision and philosophy of the community have not been shared thoroughly yet, if responsibility is given to such a person easily, then it would become an issue even. To make the faith more mature, through education and training, until this person shares the vision and the philosophy thoroughly, we should not appoint this kind of person as a servant of the Lord easily. At all times, through education and training, until the person is mature enough, We need to appoint this person as a servant of the Lord once this person is fully mature. Education is learning about things that were unknown. There are many instances where things go wrong, as people were not aware of these. Through endless education, we need to become mature. The people of the early church that received the Holy Spirit at the time of Pentecost, they received education and training continuously. In Acts, chapter 2, verse 42, it says, "They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching." If people do not get taught as they are lazy, then there would be no maturity. Also, we need to be trained. Training is about repeating things that we already know about. Soldiers shoot repeatedly, which is a training. Repeated training results in a good habit. Good habit results in a good character, and a good character results in a good physical constitution. Training is all about simply repeating things continuously. Repeating things is a training. Do not fear about doing things repeatedly. Even in a married couple relationship, people argue against one another until their constitution changes. As time goes by, couple become similar to each other, and when constitution changes, thoughts, language and behavior become similar. It is because constitution has changed. So, when appointing servants of the Lord at church, Paul said that we should not appoint new Christians as well. It means that we should educate and train people first, so that when the vision and philosophy are thoroughly shared, then we can appoint these people as the servants of the Lord. Jesus trained disciples for 3 years as well. If we treat training and education lightly, lazily, then we cannot become good servants of the Lord. It has been said that to the extent of the training soldiers received, their lives were sacrificed less in a war. People anointed David with oil, and in 7 years' time, they appointed him as a king. If he was anointed with oil, Gad should have opened the way widely for his prosperity, but it was not the case. To kill David, King Saul chased after him, and it was very difficult and dangerous for David. He even confessed to Jonathan that if he takes a step incorrectly, even he is at the crossroads between death and life. Through the training for 7 years, they appointed David as the king of Israel. God wants you all to be good workers of the Lord through training. Also, appoint people who are recognized even by non-believers. Let us read verse 7. It says, "He must also have a good reputation with outsiders, so that he will not fall into disgrace and into the devil's trap." Outsiders mean non-believers. It has been said that we need to appoint people that have good reputation, even that are recognized by non-believers. At times, people think that we need to believe in God well, and that is it. But it is not true. Having a good relationship with God is important, but not only that, relationship with people is equally important as well. At all times, these two relationships need to be right. The Ten Commandments as well, it is about two relationships. From the first to the fourth commandments, it is about the relationship with God. It tells us about how we should live our lives in a vertical relationship with God. From the fifth to the tenth commandments, it talks about the relationship with people. In the relationship with people, we also need to have good reputation and recognition. Failure to worship is a failure of faith. Nevertheless, Matthew, chapter 5, verses 23 to 24 says like this, "Leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to your brother, then come and offer your gift." It is not only about the relationship with God. In a relationship with people as well, we need to have good reputation and recognition. I will share a story. A long time ago, I saw two people fighting on a street. Someone tried to stop the fight by saying, "Deacon, hold your anger and let it go." As Christians, we need to have good reputation and recognition by non-Christians as well. Believers are like a letter of Christ. If I do something wrong, a heart of Jesus Christ is not delivered properly. Also, it has been said that you are the light of the world and the salt. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you will be approved and recognized as people that are different, as you are Christians. Appoint people as servants of the Lord from those that have a balance in words and faith. Let us read verses 8 to 9. These people are the ones that do not talk two different things with one mouth. Verse 8 says, deacons, likewise, are to be men worthy of respect, sincere, not indulging in much wine, and not pursuing dishonest gain. They must keep hold of the deep truths of the faith with a clear conscience. What does keeping hold of the deep truths of the faith with a clear conscience mean? It refers to a person that does not talk two different things with one mouth. It has been said that a person with a mouth that does not make mistakes is a perfect person. In James, chapter 3, verse 11, it says, can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? It indicates that both fresh water and salt water cannot come from the same spring. I will share an epilogue that illustrates this. The master asked the servant to go and buy the most delicious thing from the marketplace. Servant bought a tongue. So, the master asked the servant to go back and buy the thing that is the least delicious of all things, and the servant came back with a tongue as well. The master was furious and asked the servant about why. The servant replied like this, Master, the most delicious thing is the tongue and the least delicious thing is the tongue as well. That is right. If we use the tongue properly, then it is the most delicious thing, and if we use it improperly, then it is the least delicious thing. The tongue saves the people and also kills people. It gives hope and it also causes people to fall into despair. A word itself could cause rage, and also it could give joy of forgiveness. A word itself could cause people to commit a murder, and also it could become a seed of happiness and love. So, it has been said that a word spoken in 30 seconds could leave a scar in a heart for 30 years, which would not be erased and left there. As believers, we need to train to speak even in our speaking habit as well. What does a person that does not speak two things with a mouth mean? It means that we do not speak two things with a mouth. It means that we need to speak the language that is honest. We need to make an effort to speak honestly. At times, as human beings, we often make mistakes and we often live in an improper way. However, sincerity of the person needs to be recognized. Yesterday, we had a professor's prayer meeting in a Churstian education faculty. The founder said that we can say that we were dishonest and we were fake, we made mistakes. However, if there are people that try to make excuses, then that person is a person that we cannot partner with. That is right. Speaking about two things with a mouth destroys all the trust relationship, whether it is in the society, at church, before God, or amongst people. So, David said this prayer in Psalms, chapter 51, verse 10, like this, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Good and upright Christian life brings changes in all aspects of life. As Christians, we need to pray about the life after salvation, about how we should live our lives. How should we make God pleased? How should we serve God in a mature way? How should we serve the Lord and do the work of the Lord faithfully? Looking for these answers is discovering the mission. It has been said that servants of the Lord would be appointed with these kinds of people. Also, it has been said that we need to appoint people that keep hold of the deep truths of the faith with a clear conscience. It says in verse 9 like this, they must keep hold of the deep truths of the faith with a clear conscience. In the Bible, conscience and faith have a very close connection to each other. Without a conscience, we cannot keep our faith, and without faith, good conscience cannot function properly. When it comes to faith, conscience and faith are like wings on the both sides. If a wing breaks, it ends up falling off. It is like two wheels of a cart. If a wheel falls off, then that cart would fall down. A life of faith as well, we need to live our lives according to our conscience and faith. A word conscience comes up 20 times in letters of Paul. Salvation is received by faith. A life of a saved one needs to be lived out according to conscience. Conscience is like a compass. If a compass breaks down, A ship that sails would bump into a reef and would be shipwrecked. Our life is the same as well. So, it has been said that we need to test people and appoint them accordingly. It says in verse 10 like this, they must first be tested, and then if there is nothing against them, let them serve as deacons. Not anyone becomes a deacon, an elderess or an elder. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, up until now, a few kinds of criteria were listed in the Word. It says that we need to test people and then we can appoint them. Testing people means that, just as gold is refired in a refiner's fire to remove impurities, we must test the truth and lies, and then we can appoint a team of workers, as the servants of the Lord. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that 4,474 servants of the Lord of Yongan Church that are getting appointed today would be the good workers of the Lord that God is looking for. I pray all these in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.